Hi. Welcome back and thank you for joining me on my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest. Always wishing you peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? How can I be a better version of me? I am definitely learning new things every day. It's a sad truth that there are going to be people in your life that are just going to use you, whom you will never be able to please, no matter how much you love them. I think that even though these moments really suck rocks, they teach us something very important, like the value of people who will actually be there for you, and that sometimes the only person you can really depend on is yourself. If someone says things will be different, but they aren't, they are never going to be. What usually compels an individual to manipulate other people or to use them is that they want something from them. It can be a certain reaction they want from their victims, a physical object, a feeling that is triggered within intimacy that they lack. When an individual lacks love or unconditional love, jealousy, wanting to ruin someone's life to see them suffer because they don't have something the other has, etc. It could be anything except for the fact that most reasons are related to wants and desires. What do you desire? On the other hand, most people aren't aware of being used because manipulation methods used aren't very noticeable or even obvious to the victims. The person using the methods purposely makes it more stealthy or sneaky so that they can gain pleasure from their victims without their victims trying to fight back. When their victims do fight back, the manipulator has to try harder to land the victim back into their helpless stage, which can be completely exhausting or tiring to the manipulator. In addition, some manipulators can be resilient. Therefore, you will need to fight them until they become tired of you and find some other victim. Of course, there are ways to gain awareness of being used or manipulated. To simplify, manipulators often use their victims' biggest weaknesses or fears against them to gain control over them. And this is how they will use people undercover. What a covert tactic, those narcissists. To help visualize this process, think of a leech on a person. The leech sucks blood and latches onto their victim, a mouth full of blood and small hooks into the skin. When the victim doesn't notice the leech keeps on sucking blood, gaining the nutrients and meal it needs for the day. Once the leech is done feasting, the leech unhooks from the victim. If the victim notices the leech, who is probably already sucking blood, the victim can then pour salt over the leech, making the leech throw up its meal of blood, feeling sick. And of course, that leech is going to learn not to feast on you because you have salt. We are all manipulators in some way. We could say that in a certain way, we are all subject to manipulate our reality when we have no other choice. However, when we manipulate or we want to change something to our benefit, we also try to not affect the others intentionally and consciously. On the contrary, there are individuals who manipulate their environment in an irresponsible way for benefits that do affect third parties. And we know the profile of these people well in order not to fall into their games. As much as we want to be happy, as much as we desire to be happy, life has unexpected turns and can cross in the middle of a road with unscrupulous people who see their neighbor as a thing, an object, a resource, or a commodity. This type of individuals are known as manipulators. They are characterized by their tendency to obtain from others selfish benefit. By using various methods, among which are counted as more frequent illusion, delusion, pressure, and deception. Those who manipulate constantly do so for several reasons. The most outstanding are comfort, self-assertion, and fear. Those who seek a short way, who refuse to pay the price of success, choose to lie, promise, bribe, blackmail, or make all sorts of tricks to quickly get what they want. They violate the rules and skip the proceedings with amazing ease. You will know that this is so for them when you hear them say, "Don't enroll yourself. No one will know. This is faster. Don't give yourself bad for that. Others have done it," or "Don't be so right. Don't whatever." In their language, the pragmatism that leaves out as something insignificant to the pre-established principles or agreements are revealed. The manipulator lies with amazing ease. If you're an expert, you will see in your communication habits that it twists reality even in seemingly insignificant circumstances. If you are next to someone who receives a call and in your presence says that you are with another person or somewhere else, you have a potential manipulator nearby. Listen to them and you will see that they lie to the innkeeper, the parking lot, the secretaries, and anyone to achieve their goals. If you tell them something about it, they may smile at you, pat your back sympathetically, or give you some lame excuse or speak badly about the person you just deceived. These most skilled manipulators will hide personal information. And personally, hiding personal information to me is a lie. In the case of scammers, you will not know how to find or locate them, as they operate as ghosts that confuse and postpone everything that would betray them. Paradoxically, they will endeavor to know everything about you. They scrutinize in your life to know where you live, what you do, and with whom you live, and an endless amount of details. The best will find out indirectly or place the subject for you to confess without realizing it. And these manipulators, they will flatter. They will say anything to get their claws into you, their talons. Flatter is something that a true manipulator does very well. By experience and study, you know how to find the point of pride that makes you feel special and stops to plant there until you gain your absolute confidence. Don't be carried away easily by some dipshits flattering, as few people give unselfish recognition. Be on guard against this sudden spill of honey, as it may blind you. They will help in quotes, the propitiation, the compulsive endeavor to do favors is a crown of thorns, so to speak, that will train phonies place on their heads of their plucked victims. They only do favors if it also helps them. The manipulator knows that we all want leadership, that we all like being looked after, and that power drives us completely crazy. And that's why he uses his secret weapon to, quote, please us. They are hidden as they are cowards. Working in the shade and using others for their purposes may be part of the style of some manipulators, as the manipulator is not an adult. They are a man-child, and therefore it is neither transparent or honest or responsible. They are fishermen who know how to profit from the scrambled rivers. They will manipulate you with emotions, and sometimes the resource of manipulation is purely emotional. People handler is aware that the intense emotions drive us to act often without the support of reason. That is why he uses guilt and fear to pressure certain acts that are convenient for him. Blaming someone is a common strategy of those who don't assume their responsibilities. Expressions like, look what you did, look what you made me do, look how you behaved, why didn't you do this? All emotional blackmail. The bottom line is that you should have done what I wanted, or you were too mean. Well, don't fuck up. Don't do that, or you're going to do wrong, is a way of saying the best thing a manipulator could say. So be aware. The first thing to do is become aware of the manipulation. There are rights that are inviolable, rights that cannot be transferred, and rights are that somebody treats you with respect. Setting your own priorities, a right to express your opinion and how you feel in the moment, how you feel, period, to defend yourself physically or emotionally, and to say no without feeling guilty. If you feel that your rights are being undermined, try to consider that you may be the victim of a manipulator. Keep your distance emotionally. It's like driving and keeping a safe distance to avoid bumping into another vehicle to save an accident. Don't let these manipulators invade your space or approach their spider web to catch you. No one can hurt you without your consent. And take your time. Don't respond to their demands immediately. You should think first. The manipulators frequently put pressure on their victims in that way so that they don't delay in the moment of acceding to their demands. Because if you think first and wait, the manipulator, we might just move on and find someone else to manipulate. Don't hesitate in your convictions and stand firm in your affirmations. The manipulators have skills in interpreting your nonverbal communication. If you have doubts, the manipulators will notice that and will put more pressure on you to finally give in. If you run into a person who acts like this and you need to unmask it, if possible, you should try to help that individual to be aware of their behavior negatively affecting others. If you run into a person who acts like this, you need to unmask it. If at all possible, you should try to help that individual or individuals to be aware that their behavior negatively affects others and above all themselves. In any case, do not hesitate and protect yourselves. Protect yourself to avoid being a victim of manipulation, and take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as good and evil, and love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.